the Pretenders, and I'll Stand By You, which means it's time for this.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire, going for a song.
Time to go for a song with another local business today. We're talking to Wayne Russell in Rugby from Cara Systems. Hello, Wayne.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you don't just do the Cara Systems, you do Wayne's guitar, right? But I can work out what that is from the title, so I'll ask about that in a bit. But tell me about Cara Systems first.
Yes, we're a software development company, been established since 1998. We develop sort of unique software products for companies. We've currently got a couple of applications which are being used by Siemens.
Okay, and they're big?
They're quite big,
yeah.
And, One of our clients has actually said that the applications which they use is probably one of the most stablest he's ever come across.
Oh, right, because a lot of nowadays we're all used to our computers crashing all the time. That's kind of a built-in thing, isn't it, with a lot of applications?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And what sort of things do these applications do then?
Well, they control and quantify blast furnaces. I don't know if you know what a blast furnace is, but it's a thing which
hot place.
Yeah, control the manufacture of steel.
Right. Right, it's the software, but obviously there's also stuff attached to it, I suppose.
Yeah, the software does is quantify all the parts which the blast furnace is made up of, and allows them to produce quotations and discuss the contents of the pre-built equipment with clients and things of that nature.
So it's quite complicated then?
Well, yeah, it contains there's sort of 60,000 or 70,000 bits and pieces it sort of puts together for them.
And is all your software then, it's written, it's kind of bespoke stuff, I suppose, is that the right word?
Yeah, bespoke software, which is tailor-made to clients' requirements. But, you know, we use some of the best developers in the world to help build our applications, and we've used in the past people in America and in Canada.
So nowadays, I guess, they use the internet, do they, when they work? Do they have a connection to
you? Yeah, we have a special system in the UK which allows them to get access to the software to work on it, and then we can test it here in the UK and also show it to the clients before we go to site with the applications.
So people can basically work anywhere nowadays?
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's quite clever. And how long have you done this for? How long has the company been around?
Since 1998. So we've been around 12 years nearly, so it's quite a long time.
Yeah, and is this something that you always wanted to do? Have you always done this?
I've always, since I left school, I've always wanted to have my own company. And in 98, sort of an opportunity came around when I thought I would sort of take up that opportunity and start sort of creating software for my own company benefit.
And obviously, so you're quite clever then.
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly like a challenge.
Yeah, that's the one side of thing, and then you do something else that's totally different, the Wayne's guitar thing.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I started playing the guitar sort of 15, 18 years ago. I mean, I was musically inclined when I was at school. I used to play in the brass band, etc. But my son, when he was sort of 12, he wanted to play a musical instrument, so He thought he'd like to play the guitar, so I thought, well, I'll have a go and play it along with him, and so we had joint lessons initially. But it's got to the stage where I sort of were practicing and going forward further than him, really, faster than him, so I just carried on from there, really. And then over the last couple of years, you know, I've got to quite a high level now, so I thought, well, it'd be useful to actually start doing a little bit of teaching and sharing it with other people, you know, and trying to inspire them with the guitar.
So that's great, because you went in kind of just to support your son, and now you're teaching other people guitar.
That's correct.
Yeah, and you're playing at the International Classical Guitar Festival in Chichester, apparently.
Yes, it's West Dean College, actually.
Yeah.
I'm playing a Bach Allemande as part of a masterclass with a guy from America called Ben Burdery, who's a very famous classical guitarist.
So how long is this then? So when did you start doing that?
When did I start
playing guitar? Yeah.
Well, I think it's probably 15 years ago, really.
So you've got quite good, obviously, by now. Are you nervous when you do something like that? Because it's very different from the kind of software side of things, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you've got to get into a certain mindset and cover, and you know, there's things you can do to sort of focus on aspects of your playing and try and sort of cut out the sort of nervousness. And so it is quite difficult, but I think the more opportunities you get to perform, the better it becomes and the easier it becomes, really.
Yeah, and which of those two things do you enjoy the most, then? The computer side of things or the guitar side of things?
I get pleasure out of both of them, really. I think the musical side is more sort of three-dimensional, really. But I do get pleasure out of both aspects, really.
It's great to do things that are so different, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, apart from, have you ever got any free time?
Well, not really. My wife tells me to spend more time with her, but that's always a sort of bugbear, really.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
And I do make the efforts. We were on holiday last week, which was quite good. So.
So you saw, well, there you go. You see, that's perfect. Then you're off the hook then for a bit. You can do some more guitar, some more work. How this works now then is we'll speak to you in a couple of hours. Then if someone can go home early, we'll play you a song of your choice. Is that okay, Wayne?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay. In the meantime, when you get off the phone to me, what's the next thing you've got to do today?
Talk to me wife.
Oh, right. Well, I hope that goes okay.
Yeah. No, I've got
I said hello.
I'm actually doing some software development at the moment, so that's the next priority.
Okay, well, that's very complicated. I won't even ask how all that works here. I don't understand it. Listen, good to talk to you. Good luck with that, and we'll speak to you later on. Thank you very much. Then Wayne Russell from Caris Systems and waynesguitar.com as well.
The Guide on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. It's BBC Coventry and Warwickshire, going for a song.
It is 4:45, time to go back and speak to Wayne Russell in rugby. Hello, Wayne.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good. So, when we last spoke, did you speak to the wife after we last spoke?
I did have a brief conversation with her, yes, she was listening.
Was she all right with the stuff that you said?
Yes, she said that was fine.
Okay, and then you were off to do a bit more software development, you said?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. When you do stuff like that, you still write, or is it called code, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Code, yeah.
Can you kind of quantify how long it takes? Because I'm assuming it's the sort of thing that you have to do a lot of thinking, do you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it sort of structuring how the program should be laid out and optimized the best way, because when you write something, you know, you've also got to be able to debug it and make sure it works and test it and things of this nature. So there's a lot of thought goes into the design of the program.
So it's quite, I mean, it must be quite hard to say how much something will cost, because do you necessarily know how long something will take?
No, I know. What we have to do is sort of say to the client that this piece of software will take so many hours to do, and if we make a mistake and we've underestimated, we will accept that, and we will still charge them the same amount of money for the software. Other companies will tend to say, well, we're not sure how long it's going to take, we'll charge you by the hour, you know.
All right, okay, so it's you've kind of got to get it right then, I suppose, the first time.
Well, you have got to get it right, or you will have to absorb the cost if you have to try and rectify the mistakes. It's always good to have a very good specification agreed with the client before you start, and that sets the ground rules up to what's in scope and what's out of scope, and because it's in English, then the client can understand what he's getting for his money.
Right, and obviously, because you do the guitar as well now, do you have a guitar? Do you have a guitar when you're working? Does that kind of help give you inspiration, or is it you have to kind of concentrate on other different types of stuff?
Well, I tend to pick up the guitar before I start working, and that sort of starts the day off well, really, and possibly of an evening before when I finish.
Yeah, because
I mean, it does help, actually, I think.
Yeah, I mean, because I started to learn to play guitar and kind of learned to play one song properly last year, so as part of the show, and I've got a guitar now, and I just, like, it's one of those things, it's on the spare bed, and I just kind of walk past, and I'll pick it up, and I'll just kind of, like, play it for 5 minutes every now and then, and I'm not particularly great at it, and you kind of play classical guitar, so you're probably playing a bit better than me. But it's still quite nice. It sort of takes you to a different place, doesn't it, when you're playing?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, there have been some proven sort of things mentioned that it does actually help to develop through your brain neurons.
Does it? Oh, that's handy. I don't know how well it's. I don't think it's worked that well on me, to be perfectly honest. Now you've just you've been to Newquay.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were in a David Bellamy conservation area. I didn't know there was such a thing. What is one of those?
Well, it's I'm not too sure myself, but it's where, you know, he sort of oversees the way the grounds are looked after. It's called Henger Manor.
Yeah.
And it was really nice because, you know, we were able to do some fishing while we were there, sort of 100 yards from where we were staying. We could sort of go and do some carp fishing, and there were sort of ducks coming up to us outside our sort of bungalow, you know.
Did you catch any fish?
I caught a 20-pound carp.
That sounds quite good. That's quite big, isn't it?
That is very big, yeah.
Yeah, is that the biggest you've ever caught?
It is, actually, yeah.
And how long have you been fishing? Because that's another thing I keep thinking, oh, I quite fancy fishing.
Oh, I've been fishing since I was about 12, really. 12
oh, right, so you've done that for ages?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't suppose you can play the guitar and fish. That would frighten the fish off.
Yeah, unless you can sort of play them a lullaby, sort of lure them onto the hook.
Yeah, or if there's like a certain frequency that if you go boing, it knocks them out. That's an idea.
Well, they've got a lateral line, which means they pick up vibrations. People don't tend to realise that. I mean, I was watching somebody fish over the other side of the bank from me, and they were shouting and making all sorts of noises, and they wonder why we weren't catching fish. And fish are very temperamental to noise and vibration.
Oh, so they don't really have ears, I suppose, do they?
No, it's called a lateral line.
Yeah, and so they just pick up the vibration?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, so, like, if you were just walking, can they pick that up, even?
I would imagine so. Yeah. I would imagine so. I mean, I have also done fly fishing as well, really.
So you do a lot, don't you?
Well, I try to sort of fill the day up if I can.
Yeah. Okay, well, how this works now is if someone can go home early, we'll play a song of your choice. So is somebody allowed to go home early?
Yes, they are.
Who's it going to be?
Me.
Okay, that seems like a good idea because you've got a lot to fit in. This is for you. And it means you get to pick a song. What song would you like, Wayne?
It's called Go Put Your Record On.
Yeah.
By Corinne Bailey Ray.
Okay, and what's made you pick this one?
Well, I just think it's a very nice tune. She's a very nice singer, and it's a very nice, relaxing song to have at the end of the day, really.
Okay, well, it's perfect. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us. This is your song, then, for Wayne Russell from Kara Systems and WaynesGuitar.com, Corinne Bailey Ray, and Put Your Records On. Darren Bailey Ray, put your records on. That's a great song for a nice, I think it's going to be a nice evening. It's going to be warm. Enjoy it while you can. Nearly 5 minutes now to five. Vic will be with you at 5 o'clock. That's about it for today. Tomorrow, we'll be finding out all about dragonflies, and I'll be joined by some African drummers who are bringing some drums.